For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. From the New Haven Register, the violent street crime fueled by drugs will not disappear as long as these substances remain illegal, a gubernatorial hopeful told a Yale audience. Quote, I'm not advocating drug use. What I'm advocating for is a sound, reasonable solution to the problem. So said Clifford Thornton, Jr., who is seeking the Green Party nomination in the 2006 governor's contest. This is Cliff Thornton.
My name is Cliff Thornton, and I'm running for governor of Connecticut on the Green Party ticket. What I'm planning to do is to make drug policy a central issue here in Connecticut. As we all know, the politicians don't talk about it.
Now, Cliff, let's talk about some of the reasons for the need to examine it. What are some of the things, in what ways does the drug war impact our society?
Well, when you look at Connecticut, Connecticut has a population of 3.4 million people. Black and Latino males make up less than 6% of that population, but they account for almost 68% of the 20 or so thousand prisoners in Connecticut, with 70% of them being there for drug-related charges. This begs the question, is race and class a factor in the enforcement of our drug laws? And if not, how do we prove that to skeptics? The other thing I'm looking at is universal health care for Connecticut residents. These are just a couple of things we're going to be talking about, but what I'm going to really do is play off what the candidates running for office will say, because it is almost impossible to elude the drug war, because the drug war is 2 degrees from everything in society.
Cliff, the economic impact that, if in no other way, the money that we use chasing down crack dealers on the corner could be better spent on education.
I totally agree with you, Dean. Here in Connecticut, for cannabis alone, we spend $70 million in the arrest, prosecution, and imprisonment of cannabis users only. So if you look at all of the other drugs, we're talking about $140 million that could possibly be saved. And make no mistake, if elected, I am going to push the state legislature to look at this and really consider changing these laws. The thing that we have to understand, alcohol prohibition started to fall when the governor of New York at that time frame said he was no longer going to enforce the laws in and around alcohol prohibition. And that is the same thing that I'm going to try to do.
If you would like to learn more about this campaign, please visit efficacy-online.org. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.